Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Showing Steiny and Goo a video inside right now. Steiny and Goo join us for the crossover here on the Morning Roast. Banger of a song. 678-999-8212. Soulja Boy, let's go. Kiss me through the phone. I don't know about that. We won't do that this morning too. Kind of creepy. Steiny, how you doing? Do you know this? Do you recognize this song?
No.
Do you ever heard the term or name Soulja Boy?
Yeah, that was from about 10 years ago.
There you go, a little 15 years ago.
Steiny's a square. L7.
Talk to me.
Not a 6'7", L7.
Look at you.
Six.
I'm headed to the bayou today. You look smooth, baby.
Are you going too late?
Yeah.
Hey, they got action this year.
Yeah. They need to win out.
Yeah, but they could be a playoff team, like legit.
No limiter cash money.
They could, although the last year's team was better.
Yeah, the best.
It was. Last year's team was better.
No limiter cash money.
Remember, he answered this.
No
limit.
Okay.
Or cash money.
Two of the famous rap labels out of New Orleans.
I'm going to give him
Fifth War.
Young Money guy.
Spinell, what's my answer?
You can go No Limit. That's Master P.
Make him say, Remember P can hoop. I used to ball with him at Cal State Hayward.
Please.
Now, why would you laugh, Butch?
I want to hear this story now.
I'm being real.
Yeah,
he would pass out. Remember, he had the little thing going on with the Loonies. He was the real ice cream man.
Oh, yeah.
He would be at Cal State. Hey, we're passing
the song
shirts
after
out
they did.
Before he popped.
Yeah.
A lot of shirts would be on the floor or left on the bench like, you ain't about to bubble. And he bubbled to BP.
What the hell are you talking about?
He was an underground.
Mean?
Like
blow
before
up.
It blew up.
Yeah.
It'd be like,
so what, is now?
What about leaving shirts in the gym?
Yeah, he would be passing them out
promoter
as he was coming up, and people would be like, yeah, whatever, I'm with the Loonies.
Oh, you know what he was? He was the Barnum and Bailey promoter of an independent rap label,
man.
Right? How else could I describe it?
And it worked.
Yes,
no
and
doubt.
He like barnstormed all throughout all the ghettos,
a great call.
Literally handing tapes and CDs to people.
He had ties to Richmond and New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay.
I saw him.
I've actually heard of No Limit.
Yeah. I saw him at Joe's at Creative Music on Ocean and Mission.
Dude, okay.
All right. And he was coming out. We were coming in. He was huge.
Yeah.
Huge. And he literally dropped off albums.
That
late 90s.
Yeah.
He dropped them off. Physically dropped off a box of albums.
He was a hustler, man.
He was the ultimate.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Spadoni.
What's up?
Hey, Brock Purdy starting Sunday. You excited?
You know what? I'm more excited that Brock Purdy's starting than if Mac Jones were to have been starting.
I agree.
So would that be a yes?
The game has definitely got more interesting Sunday. The game has gotten more interesting.
No doubt.
But why? Good sleep last night.
Why?
Why? Because we haven't seen Brock for only two games this year.
But what are you going to do with the four quarters if he lasts? And I expect him to. What are you going to do with the 60 minutes? Are you going to come back Monday? I'm asking Spadoni.
What do you mean?
Because that's what the rat on the table is. Purdy is not threatened. Yeah, he's been gone. I want to see him, Butch. But do you think really there's something going on behind closed doors to where, oh, Brock, you got to be at your best? There's going to be a natural rust to him being out. But there's nothing really going on here. Shout out Buffalo Springfield.
Just win the game. Just if you win the game,
no,
but
Spadoni, you know people are watching. Oh, that pass was fluttering. Come on, Mac's been good.
Bro. Yeah, but he has been great.
If
he's been great, then be something else. He's been really good.
Spadoni, I watched the MVP of the league. The MVP of the league, Steve Young, get ripped to shreds in a playoff game he was winning before getting to the Dallas Cowboy NFC Championship game by my dad and grandfather. I was sitting next to them.
This is a regular season game featuring Jacoby Brissett. Like, come on.
Niner fans are insane. Just remember this.
I know they are.
Am I wrong?
No, I love it.
And they're also not excited about Brock coming back, which is kind of surprising to me.
Why do you think there's just a weird vibe?
I actually think it's because of the injuries on the defense. That is created. Mm. That is it plays a part in it. It's not the only reason, but there is a feeling of, you know, the defense has been so banged up that we lost our two best defenders. We gave up a ton of points last week. We're probably going to get. It's hard to imagine the defense getting better, and so there seems to be people that think it's not going to make a big difference.
You think he's right? Oh, my bad.
Because of the defense. That's what I think.
Don't you think when you say a comment like that, someone's in their car going, then why did you pay him $250 million if there's no difference?
Yeah, that's part of the equation. I think, but if the two defensive guys were coming back next week, let's say, I think there would be more excitement for Purdy and Pierce.
I would agree with that.
That's all I'm saying.
I would agree with that.
And I didn't steal from you. I never do, Spadoni and Butch. But yesterday, if Brock Purdy were mine and I was running the show and this is the situation, he would not see the field again. I would let Mac just finish the season just because of what Steiny said. And a lot of people may feel that, you know, we really truly don't have a chance. Why risk the biscuit if he comes back and re-aggravates something, Spadoni, to your point yesterday, to where now he has to go under the knife. Yeah. And now I don't know when Warner's coming back or Bosa. Butch, I'm treat my man like fine china.
No, I agree with that. But this notion that like this year is over because Warner and Bosa are done, like, it sucks. It probably does put a ceiling on what they can do. But
you're still in it.
But like, why should McCaffrey play? Why should he, like, Trent play? Like, oh, that sounds absurd. It's not you. This notion that they have no chance, it bugs me. It's like, no, dude.
That's why you wanted to move Dunn.
Yeah. Like, if I'm CMC, how many more prime years do I have? If I'm Trent, I might not even play next year. If I'm Kittle, I'm hurt right now and I'm playing. And you're not going to add to this? Like, I get being fiscally responsible long term. Oh, pass rusher? Did you see what Jalen Phillips did the other night?
He was balling.
Yeah. Why are we laughing? Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. He's playing with the stapler over there. It's like a nervous tick or something.
Well, E40 would say, put your stapler in your pocket.
40?
Okay. Office Space, Milton, the stapler, as you know. Very good. Classic.
Ended up different in the basement. Basement closet.
Hey, stapler. It's a very good movie. Mike Judge is a genius. Same guy that created Beavis and Butthead.
That
Office
was a
Space.
Great movie.
What is it that Office you exactly Space. Do around yeah, here? Exactly.
No, the Bobs. What would
if
you say you do here?
I ask that to Lucas Alexander every day.
Oh, dude. So director of sports.
So you've been missing work. Oh, I wouldn't say I've been missing work.
That's
pretty
man.
Good. Oh, man. But I'm kind of with you, Goo. Like, is Kyle Shanahan telling us that he thinks this team's that much better with Brock on the field? Or is it we paid this guy this much money and I've kept saying he's our franchise guy,
that's
so we have to go back to him?
But don't need the ladder. Follow the money. Am I wrong?
Well, I think we just underrate that there is a big boss man, and that's the Yorks. I do think that we think that Kyle's able to do whatever he wants at any time. He doesn't own the team. Yes, he's able to do whatever he wants, but even he has to sit down and stare someone in the face a couple times a year. I don't know. Maybe more than that. Like, we all have a boss.
Yeah.
And I just wonder what his boss is like, because they've spent a lot of money.
Man.
And like, hey, you're the one that ran up and made us sign Brandon Ayuk at the last second. We were going to trade him. You made us do that. All right, you wanted to trade 3 draft picks for Trey Lance. You made us do that. So if I am the owner, I'm just speculating, like, what's the owner's prerogative in all this?
I mean, I think he's keeping Kyle Shanahan. I don't think he's on the hot seat.
I didn't say he's firing
him. But you're insinuating that he could become on the hot seat.
No, what I'm saying is that the owner's saying, look, wait a minute. You're telling me we paid $250 million and I put $181 in escrow? Because that's what you have to do. I put $181 million in escrow. And this guy's not going to play this year?
Oh, he got hurt.
Wow.
What are you going to get mad at Kyle Shanahan?
Is he hurt or is he not hurt? Is he practicing or not?
Well, he's not going to be 100% the rest of the season, so he's going to be hurt all year.
But JoJo, these are just logical questions any boss who signs big checks would
ask. And then a logical response is, my guy got hurt. What do you want from me?
No, I mean,
the other thing, like, Kyle Shanahan knows that they've signed him to a big contract. So that's here. I don't even know if Jed York's got to be like, wait, we're doing this again? But I just think, I look at it the other way. If the 49ers have decided to put him out on the field, to me that means he's healthy.
Mm. Yeah.
And if he gets hurt again, then he gets hurt. And you know what?
But see, you just throw that line out there.
That's right.
He just gets hurt, but people are going to come with pitchforks.
They are.
Yeah. Okay. And then Mac Jones finishes up the season.
Oh. Florio is good. I think Florio would be losing his mind.
What if Brock Purdy gets hurt Sunday and it's his shoulder that gets hurt?
Well, that's even worse.
Then we're
talking about injury prone quarterback.
I don't think it's worse in regard to, okay, he was out there. It's another
injury. You can't get another quarterback hurt.
No.
I think that's one element. Then there's the element of, okay, so we had elbow, we had shoulder, we had concussion,
foot. We
have foot. Now we have shoulder again?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Kelly Blue Book.
I just have a hard time thinking. Go on, say it.
Yeah.
I go around the room.
Yeah.
Can he play all seven games to end the year?
Can he or will he?
No. I'll be able to tell you more after Sunday. I really mean that.
I think that's... I'm just asking.
If I was going to bet on it, I'd say no. I would not want to put money on that.
I feel similar.
Yeah.
Then don't run him out.
Well, wait a minute. Why are we not running him out? Because we're afraid he's going to get hurt. Like, we're not running him out for the next 7 days.
Is the risk worth something affecting next year, so we're assuming his availability?
He's never going to be healthy this year.
I'm already having, like, doubts on health.
Well, he asked the questions.
Yeah, I'm just asking. Do you think he can stay healthy for the next 7 games?
Yeah, he can. Would I bet on it? Probably not.
Okay.
But what I just don't understand is it's time for him to play. Everybody has determined that. Purdy, the team, the doctors, they've picked this week. And I think there's a lot of reasons why they picked this week. And one of the reasons they probably picked this week was this is as soft a runway as we can give him.
Yeah. But Arizona's defense is no punks. The offense,
please.
The defense, Purdy's going
up
against.
Let's talk about the difference between going up against the Rams last week and the Cardinals this week.
Yeah, they're still an NFL team.
Yeah, of course they are.
They almost
beat you last time.
They're an NFL team that's about to blow it up at the end of the season.
Walter Nolan and Josh Sweat looked really good against those Cowboys.
I mean, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ, FM, HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors of Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from Laughing Mug Studios. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. I'm not saying he's going to light it up on Sunday. I'm not saying that at all. They're going to win the game, though.
But I got a question for you.
If they don't, it's a disaster.
Well, the bottom line is, you can talk as highly as you want about these teams. The reality is the next four teams, their records are combined 11-32.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
Here's the thing. Well, that doesn't mean it's easy. If it's not easy and you can't beat those teams, then we've got our answers about this team.
6-5 and 7-4 feel dramatically different Monday morning.
Sure.
Now, I heard Richard Sherman on his podcast say, ride their hot hand.
Sure.
If you look at the win-loss record for Mac, is it really hot because they just lost?
Yeah.
And Tom Brady on the telecast wasn't firing shots at Brock, but you could tell he was like, you got to ride Mac.
Do you think
Brock has been disrespected in all of this about Mac and this, if he's hot, they could mess with everything? I've taken a team to 2 NFC championships and a Super Bowl. Do you think Brock's been disrespected?
No, I just think when you don't play, it's out of sight, out of mind. Mm. When you're not an all-time legend, right? Like, all-time legends could just step back in, and we just assume they're going to be great. Lamar Jackson was gone for how many weeks?
Yeah.
I don't know, 4 or 5, right? And he steps back in. It's like, uh-oh, Baltimore's back in it.
When you haven't had the longevity of some of these guys, I think that's where it comes into play. And if you haven't played, like, really good football in a couple years, then it's like, okay, well, he hasn't played really good football. He's been hurt. Yeah, you know what? I'm cool with Mac Jones right now. And you're not like Bengals fans know it's like, okay, we got Joe Flacco until the guy's coming back. Then we're going to be happy. Wow, Thanksgiving. I got Joe Burrow. This is so exciting. It's not the same with Brock Purdy because they've – and they're also – there's an element of how much better is Brock going to be than what Mac Jones has shown?
Like, that's why I'm excited.
Like, clearly, Steiny, Kyle feels that bringing in Brock Purdy, there's an extra level that he could provide, right?
Yeah, I've got to believe that.
Do you agree with that, though? I don't think there's, like, this huge level that he could take to this offense right now that Mac Jones hasn't.
I think it'll be marginal, if anything, but, like, that's kind of what I want to – it's going to all probably be the eye test. How he looks back there, is he able to – is he able to make those plays where he can escape for 7 yards? Can he make those plays? Because that's the one that seemed to be the problem.
Can I play a call that we had about 30 minutes ago
from
one of our fans?
Let's do it. Carter's clapping.
Has Steel Toe and San Mateo called you guys? Steel Toe's called you guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, let's play it.
Steel Toe.
Steel Toe. San Mateo. What's up, Steel Toe?
Thanks, guys. Morning, Ross. You guys are awesome. We're getting better. I'm starting to like you guys better than Dibbs and Willard.
Wow. That's a tough bar to clear. Yeah, Thank you.
Madoni and Chesky, you guys are legit, man. You guys are talking about the real stuff. And that's what I want to talk about. I'm so disappointed in Kyle Shanahan. Very disappointed. You know, Kyle's father... he won 2 Super Bowls with a tall quarterback with a rocket arm. Okay? You learn nothing from your father. You learn nothing from your father. We got Mac Jones, a proven national champion. And you're benching him. You're benching him. I hate you, Kyle.
It's all time, Steiny.
That sounded like he really meant it at the end because it is feeling.
That sounded like Daryl from California calling into a Pirates post game.
Maybe that's why he
did. I hate you, Pirates.
You got me yelling at Mother's Day.
Wow. Come on. Let's just say he's a Mac Jones fan, huh?
I hate you, Kyle. I hate you.
Steiny, wow.
I don't understand the complexity of this. not that yet. Just the idea that if Purdy's ready, you wouldn't play him. That's the part. To me, it seems clear he's ready to play. Give it a go. Damn. See how it goes. And that's it.
Alex Smith was ready to go.
That's right. And Harbaugh made a decision. He was going with Kaepernick, and he announced it.
He said, we're going with the hot hand.
So, wow, man.
Yeah.
Kyle's going back to the original. But hold on, though. There was a difference between Kaepernick bursting on the scene. And
it was incredible.
People
man.
Forget how good he was.
It was Butch. It was incredible. It was incredible.
The Green Bay game was...
He kissed his biceps. Was Chicago first start. I was there with my brother. It's a primetime game.
Look at him.
There was a throw down the sideline to Kyle Williams. All of Candlestick went... like, you could feel the entire stadium because the ball had never been thrown to that spot that deep on the field. And everyone went, oh, my God. Then there was a red zone play where he went back and he started scrambling. He rolled left and he just flipped one to Vernon Davis. And everyone was like, yep, we're never looking back.
Wow, man. Should have a Super Bowl ring.
Thanks.
No, I'm just saying.
Actually, come on.
They were down, but came back. Yeah, but
if the power didn't go out, they're getting wild.
They should have won.
Come on.
They coulda, woulda, shoulda won the year after when they had the horrible face mask penalty down in New Orleans. They would have had a bye. Wow. They would have hosted that game. They would have beaten the Seahawks instead of having to go on the road in round one and lose in Lambeau and win in Lambeau and exert all that energy. They dismantled a great Carolina team that year. Yeah. The Super Bowl was the NFC Championship game that year.
Yeah, because they would have gone on to play the
Denver Broncos. Were not the same Broncos.
Well, the game was over after the first snap. They weren't the same. Yeah. It was awful.
But that's what's funny about sports. Those are two scenarios or two players to me. Lynn Sanity, how did he go on that run and then not be anything? And then Kaepernick make me think he was the next. I saw
Jaworski.
I watched it. And it just evaporates. Like, what happened?
Jaworski, who is like a Cosell and was his contemporary, watches film all day, every day. Was like, I legitimately think I might be watching a first ballot Hall of Famer and one of the greatest players I've ever seen.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
So what happens, Donnie, to Cap?
No Cap.
He got scouted, like Jeremy Lin and eventually got scouted, and then he had some miscellaneous other things that impacted
his career. Yeah, he started getting grumpy early on, too, towards the report. Yeah, he started, remember, like, that last season?
I couldn't stand him that last year under Harbaugh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Harbaugh's persona.
Oh, wow.
Really did.
He got very surly and angry, and then the team started falling apart around him. It was not very good, and it ended very poorly.
Look, people are going to, you know, feel what kind
and
of way.
This is before, like, the cops and the brutality stuff.
He also hurt his shoulder.
Yeah.
He had a really bad shoulder injury.
But he dated a teammate's girlfriend, Ostolder.
That
and
was
think
a huge
Alden
element.
And sent him on his top. Oh, I'm just saying.
TMZ, you didn't know that?
Yeah, and so
this is one of those things, like, is this official?
It's
official.
Oh, yeah, everyone. But the team got worse. They didn't bring Randy Moss back in 2013. Delonnie Walker took off. Like, their offense wasn't the same. Vernon Davis got absolutely obliterated by Cam Chancellor and was never the same. Like, the defense kind of fell apart because Justin Smith tore his labrum. The offense, Crabtree tore his Achilles, and he was out. So they had Bolden. It just wasn't the same. A lot of elements weren't the same.
Man.
You guys put this on my board? Well, let's just play.
That was incredible, that call.
we just played Steel Toe and San Mateo. Here's another call on another station, station, Once Upon a Time.
Who is I don't know what a hitting coach has to do to get fired before 50 games, but if you want to find out, watch the 2024 Pirates. They're playing their ass off. This is just me again, Dan. There is no accountability. And McCutcheon, you're in my Pirate Hall of Fame, but when it's time to play, you got to be serious. Quit smiling, joking all damn game, and then you get up there with two runners on, and you just have three of the worst swings I've ever seen. That's not leadership, and that's not veteran-like. This team needs a new coach. You can't get rid of all the players. And why we brought in Chapman, I have no idea. This team is bad, and it's embarrassing, and I'm screaming on Mother's Day, and I hate it. Help me, Dan, please. I can't take it anymore.
I love you. I love you. Daryl? Daryl?
Did you hang up, Daryl? Did you hang up? You left
I had to go back to the family. Dude, sports, man.
Mother's Day was ruined that day.
Dude, that's why that dude did call. He was really hurt about it.
Sports, what's the most angry you've been last 20 years? Any game.
Baker Mayfield as a Ram coming off a plane after getting traded, beating the Raiders on Thursday Night Football.
When Miami fumbled the ball against Georgia Tech because Mario didn't want to take a knee. I still want to kick him out of this country.
The Warriors doing nothing to Draymond for Jordan Poole. I mean that. I'll never get over
on my list of Warrior grievances. Yeah. Not even up there.
Steiny.
I mean, you know, this is isn't Malcolm Gladwell the one who said your first thought's always the one you should go with? It would probably be Derek Fisher coming back in the We Believe series.
And you're up. I hate him so much. I can't stay with the Warriors because my kid needs the best possible. Man. He used his child as a meat shield. Yeah. Did he not?
Yeah, he did. And then left.
That's such a deep cut. I don't even know if people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
all the cuts of him on the exercise bike getting ready. Oh, I hate him so much.
Crazy, man.
Derek Fisher, Laker legend.
That was a Warrior team I rooted for. No doubt about it.
I'll never forget that shot against the Spurs.
Matt Barnes driving like 60 minutes or maybe it was 60 miles to try to beat up Derek Fisher for being with his wife.
Now he's got his own problems.
I sent you the video. Oh, no. Boy,
send us all videos all the time.
I like it, though.
Wait.
But it's like, I know
Barnes
you were
involved in something again?
Yeah. I sent it to
extortion.
When you're at the airport, check it out.
Him and Mark Jackson.
Let's just say this. I love Matt Bornstein. He's a legend. He's being extorted, and he admits he paid 60,000 to somebody. But if you're innocent, you don't pay a dime to anybody, right?
That's not true.
You explain it. I'll send it
to you. That's not true. Sometimes you just got to, you know.
I can't speak to that.
Okay.
What do you guys got coming up?
Matt Barrows at what time?
10:45.
Yeah,
Matty B.
Matt Barrows. We'll talk a lot about Purdy. And that's it. It's a Friday. It feels like a payday Friday.
It's not, to you, it does.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting on a plane later on.
Is that Sheep Ranch or Sea Ranch?
Sheep Ranch.
So my boy Ralph runs a bunch of golf courses. Shout out, Ralph. Bodega, Sea Ranch, Tilden. Can we all get out and play some golf soon?
You know I'm available.
All right, let's get Ralph out there. I want to do some.
Is Sea Ranch the really nice course, or is that the one that's okay?
It's brand new because they shut it down and then they reset it. Mm. Let's go out and play.
I'm staying in at the Tides.
Yeah.
Bodega Bay.
Yeah, a little wine tasting on a Friday.
On 95.7, The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Sports, man.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I mean, like I get a little upset when you talk about Super Bowls the 49ers should have won because I say, well, if they should have won, they would have won. But you do realize when you say they should have won Super Bowls, Goo, that actual fans of the 49ers, they don't want to hear that, and you bring up bad memories. So you're offending virtually every group.
You look smooth today, Stoney, and I'm excited for your weekend. But I got to tell you, that's why my relationship and our relationship with the Bay is 100, because people want to keep it real. Cynthia, my cousin, Cynthia Lofton, hey, that you met at Norm's party. She's a diehard Niner fan. 49er Frankie, Shasky, Bonte, everybody, Willard, Dibbs, everybody. Stoney, the Niners had a slogan. And I'll start to show off today. When we go, we win. And not so much lately. And that's why I'm mad at Kyle.
You mean not like in the last 35 years?
The last three.
You're not going to do this to start the show. We got Brock Purdy coming back.
Oh, we got Gills, yeah. Evan.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Here they are again.
Evan will be on pre and post tonight for Warriors Pelicans.
12:30.
6:30 start tonight for the Warriors.
We thought it was 5, but okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's start the show with a serving of Kara's Cupcakes from Scott Street, our great P1 Jason from Chicago.
Wow, Chicago Jason. Let me say
he's
thank
already
you now.
Paid up on a bet he has not lost.
This dude, man.
He's paying me. We bet that Purdy would start on Sunday. I said Purdy would. He's already paid off the bet. I said, wait till Monday. Wow. You gotta have a setback.
That's a man of his word.
I mean, let's keep us, be optimistic. Yeah. He might get hurt over the weekend before the game. Anyway, let me take the card out. Right, Chicago Jason. He says, you win. Enjoy the cupcakes. But Kara's are totally better. Kara's cupcakes are totally better.
Oh, look at you. I got it.
That's from Chicago, Jason.
That's a 4. I can't wait, man. Did you eat this morning? Yeah, your sandwich?
Yeah, I had a sandwich. Oh, man, these things.
Let me see them. Show the YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at the box. These are the presentation's incredible.
There you
look
go.
Look at them.
Chicago Jason coming through. Kara's Cupcake.
That's beautiful.
And you know what?
Way to go, man.
I know I shouldn't get into guys' pockets, but I don't care. This is $100.
Dude, twice.
It's like $8 a cupcake.
No doubt.
So
make sure you eat it all. That's how Norm used to do it. That chicken. Boy, finish that chicken.
Those cupcakes are so rich.
That's just,
it's hard to even eat a whole one.
Chicago Jason might be too.
All right, Brock Purdy's coming back Sunday. And people are worried.
Now, what? When you say worried, is that the right word? I just told you what I would do. Because I'm worried about next year and the future now with Bosa, Warner, and just those question marks. But, hey, Steiny, it's football. He's got a job to do. And I got to be honest, just hearing you talk to those guys where I could just sit back and observe you, maybe you're onto something. This is his job. It's football. He's obviously feels like he can go out there.
Yeah,
but I think that's what it's coming down to. With injuries than any team in the Bay, it seems like forever. So maybe that's why I'm scarred or got PTSD.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I'm wondering what 49er fans are thinking about this move. This has been an interesting first 10 weeks of the season. Purdy starts game one, misses the next two, starts the fourth game, gets hurt, and hasn't started since. And now they've given Brock Purdy 5 weeks off, and they've determined if he gets through practice this week, which he apparently has or is in the process of doing, he's starting Sunday. I guess that's where I'll start is, what's the discussion? Is the discussion Max better than Brock? Is the discussion let's be extra careful with Brock because Max playing so well? Let's be careful with Brock so we don't jeopardize next year, or Brock's ready to play, go play football.
Stoney, what if I said all the above? Everything you, and that's why this is kind of lightweight monumental. You have to be careful. And they put up a poll, Lubman did, 400 votes to the listeners 3 hours ago. Are you more nervous or excited about Brock's return? Stoney, 56% said nervous.
Oh, I said excited.
But then you're blowing or being Helen Keller towards
What if something went wrong?
Well, now I don't know what they're nervous about. Why are they nervous?
Are you sure?
Was that the reason?
Do you think they're all the way? Like when you got a pimple. I used to have pimples, blackheads. You have one, and then you wake up and it's gone. You're good. You're clear face. This is not that. You don't know. I don't believe they know how healthy this toe is until he goes out there. So that's why I was advocating just get the most rest possible.
He did.
Shut it. See that? All right.
He got the most rest possible.
So then there's no
5 weeks.
All right. So you think.
That's right. And that's what we have to rely on. Next year, when's Brandon IU coming back?
See, that I don't know.
Because
that
either.
Was way more
you know
serious.
You know what they're waiting for? For him to get healthy enough to play. When's Bosa coming back next year? I don't know. They'll have to make a determination what week Bosa comes back, when he gets healthy. Brock Purdy got hurt. He's been hurt for 5 weeks. He's healthy enough to come back and play. Let's play him.
So let's put it right on the table early Friday morning.
Let me just put my point of view out there.
Take your time.
Brock Purdy's healthy. He's the starter. Shanahan does not believe Mac Jones is better than him and has supplanted him. So Brock Purdy's going to start on Sunday. But that's only when the questions start. Like, if he has rust and doesn't play well, Kyle Shanahan better be ready to ride it out with Brock Purdy if he stays healthy but isn't playing great.
No, you said that yesterday. Okay.
And that's when I wonder if he doesn't play great. They'll just say, yeah, the toe's not totally back. So
that's an agenda, Kyle. If you think Kyle has, you have to be a slave to the decision in a sense that even if you play bad, the fact that you ran him back out there, you got to continue to play him.
Yeah.
And is that because of optics or is that the right thing to do? Because I was going to throw it to you and the listeners. Has Mac Jones, in a way, set a bar that Brock needs to meet for his individual play?
Well, I think Brock, outside of the two games this year, he's quarterbacked at the level Mac Jones has been quarterbacking.
But if you give me that quarterback record the last year and a half for Brock, it's not as good as it was when he first started.
Right, but the team stunk last year, and we know that. I mean, I want to know the reason. Like, to me, there can only be one reason why you don't want Brock Purdy to start Sunday.
You know mine.
And it's because you think, as a fan, Mac Jones is better.
And that's why they just played that call.
So let me tell you something else. If Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy, it'll show up in the next 4 weeks.
Do you think he is? Is it close to you, Snani?
Apparently it is. I mean,
I'm going to admit, it's close to me. Because now Mac is under Kyle. And what if Mac gets Ricky Pearsall back, which we've seen just a glimpse? What if Iuka? So I'm real enough to say.
Here's my question. Yeah. Why wouldn't you shut Iuk down right now?
I would do that. I told
you. Okay, so we're shutting Purdy down and we're shutting Iuk down.
Because I don't believe we can win a Super Bowl.
Well, what's Christian McCaffrey supposed to feel Sunday?
Now, that's a different question.
It's a big question.
The same thing that they were feeling when he wasn't available last year.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? I checks and balances.
If we're talking about protecting guys, I wouldn't play.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I wouldn't play McCaffrey.
Well,
I'd start load managing McCaffrey. Right. And I'm not kidding. I want to be told the difference here. I want to know why we're worried. Like, why are you worried about Brock Purdy coming back? Is it injury?
That's my concern. Like, Stoney, I'm being real.
I mean, I don't know what, I don't know what to tell you then. I mean, it's football. And now, again, I disagree with you that you can't put him out there if you're afraid he's going to get hurt.
Right.
But you sound like you think Mac Jones is better. So, that's a legitimate reason to keep Mac Jones in the starting lineup. If Kyle Shanahan thought he was better right now. But I don't think he does. That's why he's bringing Purdy back.
And I don't think it's fair to say Kyle, as much as he knows about offensive football, would use 8 games to supersede what Brock's done. But then there's that just the natural, what word am I looking for? The natural quarterback tools that it doesn't take you 10 games to see if a guy's got it and does this and that in regard to his weapon. But I'm all over, and I admit it. I feel like the money part of this, until I see otherwise, keeps Brock Purdy as Elliot Ness. He's untouchable. But if somehow they deem Mac Jones better than Brock, I'll tell you what, they would have been able to finesse a way to keep Brock off the field this week. And Mac could have kept going. So tells me now that I believe because they put a ring on Brock's finger and he's telling them he can go, it's his show. But I just – and I know Cotton's laying in bed, you know, awake, wondering what we're talking about in the YouTube and the text line. But, Steiny, could you imagine this Sunday if there's another injury to the toe? Who was that on, or is that just on everybody, including Brock, for saying he could go out there or he thought he could go?
If he gets hurt again, it tells me he's got a bad toe. And now we got to do something about it. If he goes out and gets hurt and it's the toe, you know, you say, oh, that people are going to come with pitchforks. What are they going to say? You should have shut him down for the rest of the year?
Right.
Okay. Well, the 49ers might be able to say, well, now we know he needs surgery. Like
then Mac has an opportunity to really, I mean, if that pops off, it could somehow really be a show then. You know, I don't know what the prognosis would be, the surgery, how long Brock would be out, but man.
Like the other thing is if you really think Mac Jones is as good or better than Brock Purdy, this thing won't go away next year. It won't. Because
I like his height.
The reality of the situation is if Brock Purdy loses Sunday, you know, the pressure's going to build. And, you know, he's going to have to win some games out of the next four. I know that. At least two.
Right.
He's got to win at least two of the next four, you would think. So,
do you think that not the rat on the table, I know we're up against it. Oh, he hates that. Is somehow Mac Jones playing for basically peanuts, Donnie? Does it? I'll tell you on the other side. Second guess.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the question?
Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
I think you just answered your own question.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Looks like you guys are going to be in for a rainy weekend here in the Bay.
Man, you'll be out of here.
It's 75 and sunny, apparently, in New Orleans. Hey, you know what? I was thinking this because I saw the rain coming this weekend, and I just... How's the caddy running? How's the caddy running the rain?
Well, I'll tell you this, Donnie. It's low profile, so I get the hydro scares, hydroplaning on 880, and I'm just telling you, man, it's scary. All my cars I've had in my life have been Cadillacs, but listen, I'm not balling like you and Evan, so I need an SUV, Donnie. I got grandbabies coming, and I got a nice car, an XTS 2019, but I need something bigger. I just can't afford it. But anyway, maybe something to pop off.
Maybe there'll be a good Samaritan out there.
Who knows? But shout out to Cadillac, Stanley, because you seen the Cadillac Lyric?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous. I saw it yesterday as I pulled up to you and Evan. It's a pretty car, boy.
Right.
Yeah, anyway. Well, thanks for asking.
Yeah, no, I just, because I'm worried, I know you drive a lot and it's getting rainy. By the way, Matt Barrows coming up at 10:45 of The Athletic. We'll talk to him about what's going on with the Niners. I want to play this before we get Matt Barrows on, though. And here it is. This is Kyle Shanahan, and the boss did a great job. He talked to the media for a while yesterday, but we cut it down to 5 minutes. This is a 5-minute compilation of Brock Purdy at the podium yesterday, and he addressed virtually every question that the 49er media could ask, and this is where we're jumping off today. Brock Purdy yesterday.
Yeah, I feel really good. Feel healthy and excited to be back and ready to go and lead the guys. So I'm really excited about this week. It's been a good week so far and got a couple more days, obviously. Got to finish out strong this week, but feel really good.
How frustrating has this all been over the last several weeks?
Yeah, it's been frustrating. Obviously, like going into year four, I wanted to come in and play my best ball so far in my career. And was really excited about it. We come in, play Seattle, and win on the road, and just feeling really good about the year. And then all of a sudden, like I'm just dealing with the toe thing, and it has been frustrating. The time missed, and seeing our team and an opportunity to go and win games, put a season together, man, and feel good about it. So it's just been frustrating for sure. But at the same time, this is just the cards that I've been dealt with, and I'm not trying to be woe is me kind of thing. We still have 7 games here to go and put something together and our goals are right in front of us. So that's how I'm looking at it. I'm excited about it.
Playing against Jacksonville, was that a mistake?
No. That going into that week, I felt good. I really did. And I thought I was going to be good to go. I just unfortunately got caught in a bad position with my toe again and just re-aggravated it. And so that's sort of just what happened. And looking back on it, man, I'm a competitor. I want to go out and lead, and I felt good throughout the week to be able to go out and lead our guys to win and play good quarterback. And it's just unfortunate I got caught in that position. So
the second injury took longer to recover than the first injury?
I mean, honestly, I don't really know. Obviously, I re-aggravated it. And so for me, all the decisions that we made were, how do I feel week by week? And we went from there. Going into the Jacksonville game, I felt good after 2 weeks of rest, and then boom, I get caught in an awkward position. And then this time after, it's just been, take it 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time. How do you feel? Can you go this week? No. Can you go next week? We'll see when we get there. And that's just how it's been. And so here we are after 6 games. I feel really good now. So that's just the decisions that we've made and the plan that we've had.
More about when you're running, Brock, or your follow through, where have you felt it over the last few weeks on where it might be tender?
Just more so movement, you know, running and scrambling and all those kind of things. You know, dropping back and throwing, it's been pretty good for a while, but to play quarterback in the NFL, things happen, and to be myself and play like myself, you know, I have to move a little bit, and I just wasn't able to get there, you know, for a while. And so, but now I feel really good, and I feel ready to go.
Brock, was there any point during this where surgery was brought to you as an option or something that you had to consider?
No. I had a turf toe variation, if that's what you want to call it. But, you know, from multiple sources and doctors and everything, we looked at it and they said there's no need for surgery. So
we know you guys are you're competitive. You're also teammates. When the guy who's replacing you is out there doing as well as he did and you can hear all the chatter that's going on, is there a side of you that says, man, I need to get back here earlier? What's going on in your head when all that's happening?
I mean, absolutely love Mac and what he's done, and he came in and played extremely well, man, and kept our team alive and moving and going, and so I appreciate him for that and just everything he's brought to our team. But for me, it's been, how do I feel physically? It has nothing to do with, I need to get back out there for the political side of things. It's been all about, how do I feel really good to go out and lead when I do get back? And so obviously, it took, you know, six games, sadly, on the second side of things after re-aggravating it. But I want to be smart about this with my career and everything. And but at the same time, I'm ready to roll. And we got seven games ahead of us that I'm really excited about. So,
as mentioned, the toe probably won't fully heal this season. How do you navigate that risk for the remainder of the regular season, even potentially playoffs, now that you're returning?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a really good spot. Best that I felt this year, you know, since hurting it. And when you play the sport, that's just the case. You know, the guys are going to play a little banged up or dealing with certain things. And a lot of times you don't even hear what guys are dealing with, but they're just, you know, going about their business and playing and doing what it takes. And, you know, it's just obviously this, you know, took me out of the game, so everyone knew about it. But guys are always dealing with things. And but that's just the nature of the sport. You know, I take a chance stepping out there every time to hurt my other toe. Well, you know, that's how I'm looking at it. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to help lead this team. Like I said, seven more games this year and make a playoff run and try to go achieve our goal. So it's right in front of us.
All right. That was Brock Purdy addressing the media from yesterday. All systems appear to be go for him starting Sunday. He said he feels really good. Best he's felt all year. What happened in Jacksonville was he got caught in an awkward position. It affects him. It affected him during movement and running, but when he drops back to pass, not so much. I like it. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, what do you like?
I like that the starting quarterback is coming back, and in theory, he should be better. And so our offense maybe can take a step up, and if not, well, then we have something to talk about.
Yeah, and I'll call Brock Purdy what he is to the Niners, Donnie, besides the starting quarterback, a hell of an investment, and you should be happy that your guy is back and under the helm. So we'll see how it goes. But I'll tell you what, just what we're talking about, nobody wants to talk about. You're damn sure, and I get what you're saying. You want to see, you know, because we talked about it with the state of the Niners defense and what it's not. That I just get a sense, I feel like the Niners offense has to be perfect. And that was even with Mac. And I don't think they've hit that plateau. So that's what you're aiming for. But what you don't want is the offense to go the other way and it'd be obvious to the naked eye that maybe Brock is not playing the quarterback position on his first game back as good as Mac had been.
Right. And that's where I see, you know, this going. I mean, okay, so what happens next? Purdy's going to play on Sunday. All right, what happens? Do they win? Do they lose?
Let's just say lose. He'll be right out the next game. Okay,
got you. What's the score?
Now, what's it look like? That's your thing.
You know, 44-38? I'll bet he looks pretty good. But that is kind of my point, Goo, is if he doesn't play well, but he comes out of it healthy. See, that's the part that we haven't seen. He hasn't been able to play two consecutive games.
Right.
So there's a chance that he may be rusty Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
But
there should be no leash. I don't care how he performs. If he comes out healthy, like you just stated, there should be no leash. And this is my show. and I got some rust off. Hopefully they get a win, and I'll be back under center Monday night.
That's right. That's her next game. After
I want to say,
is it Carolina?
Yeah.
Carolina Monday night. Yeah, it'll be a tough week. Oh, don't get me wrong. It'll be a tough week for Kyle and Brock Purdy. If they lose, he doesn't look great, and he's going to start again against Carolina on Monday night. Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to be an easy week, but he can't just give him one game, right? Assuming he's healthy.
What scenario is there on your bingo card to where he's healthy? And let's just say we don't know what the outcome is.
He plays poorly, and they lose.
But now everything that I feel like you've been saying about, I'm talking to all of you, about Brock being your starting quarterback, it's not, oh, you play as you perform. This is my show. So let's just say a bad performance or not the best.
You got to bring it back.
Yes, oh my gosh.
But, you know, is it fair?
This is not a tryout, Stani. I'm not saying you're saying that, but.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
This is his show. If he's healthy, you got to go.
Right. And what I'm saying is if he doesn't play well Sunday and they lose, it's going to be a tough week in terms of the clamor for Shanahan and for Purdy and for the fan base.
And Purdy talked about it in one of his answers. He used the political, which I brought up. So, I mean, they're human. They hear it. But, Stani, that would be a nightmare for Kyle and company.
What?
That Brock's healthy, plays bad, and then you make a change.
All right, we can talk about it on the other side. We got Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers and covers them extremely well. And he's coming right up on the other side at 10:46. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Matt Barrows coming up on the other side. And that segment was brought to you by the Los Altos Village Association.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.